It's time to tune in to Hot Seat Haas. You are now tuned in to Hot Seat Haas. It doesn't matter if you're Gen Z, millennial, or straight up boomer. Give it up for your host, Hot Seat Haas. The following podcast contains explicit language. You can support this podcast within the Anchor app. And just like that, we're back. Welcome to the Hot Seat Haas podcast. You are now part of a community in touch with culture, education, and collective empowerment. And now, your host, Hot Seat Haas.
One thing for sure, one law that was passed is clearly being practiced right now, because I smell some weed. Someone is smoking. All right. You smell that, Marsha?
So I see highs, we're in the building. Let's get it.
Deliver me from the work of inequity. Save me from the bloody man.
Look. My state of a gangster from the 40s. Meet the business mind of Motown's
Barry Gordy.
Turn crack rock into
a chain of 40-40s.
Sorry, my jury's so gaudy.
Slid through the party with my new pair of Maurice.
America meet the gangster Sean Corey. Hey, young world, wanna hear a story?
Close your eyes and you can believe you're me, A cut from the cloth for the Kennedys. Having dinner with the Genovese. This is the nemesis of a nemesis. Not witnesses.
The Hall of Renaissance.
First black businesses.
This is the tale
of lost innocence.
As the incense burn and the turntables turn.
And that Al Green plays. It is Haas Seat Haas. We are in the building. Din-in-in. Add all the applause and the screams and the hollers and, you know, all of the women throwing their panties at me and their undergarments. They're throwing dollars at me. I don't know why they're throwing dollars at me when they should be throwing $100 bills. It is Haas Seat Haas. Shout out to Leopold Jacobs, 1983. A lifestyle brand for your upwardly mobile business professional. Hit the website, find something you love. Shout out to Bubbles Kept Clean, and it's all in the bubbles. Hit those channels if you need anything. Shout out to our recent clients. Mo. Jenny Skinner. Shout out to you. I'm trying to think who else. India, Cuzzo. Who else? I'm missing a few. But shout out to everybody currently in the D.C. area. 71 degrees out. And it's 2:43 on this Sunday. I guess, mid-afternoon-ish. Going to talk some junk. Make sure my levels is right, hopefully. Turn that off. Come on, how did that happen? But like I said, make sure my levels is right. I'm going to talk some junk. And I got to stop. I got 40 minutes. Got to go to Target. Pickup order. I'm not going in. They're not getting me for my coins. My hard-earned breads. What else? That's about it on this Sunday. A lot going on, always. It's so much. Yo, I don't know what I'm going to tackle, but I got some shit. Excuse me. I got some things in my notes. That should help us along the way and all that great stuff. Let me see. Let me go look into my notes, see where I can go. Last episode, I guess I started with a clip from Piers Morgan interviewing Ye West. And interesting clips. You know, he's just like Vogue dropped him. What, Anna Wintour dropped him. Balenciaga dropped him. He's standing strong with Adidas, saying that it wouldn't make no sense for them to drop him because he brings so much money in. But I think they'll figure out a way. And that's probably what they're doing, going through, trying to figure out a way. Nobody wants to pick him up. It's pretty interesting that, you know, you say one thing about a certain group of individual and they call up all their buddies and everybody starts canceling and severing ties. That's very interesting, regardless of if you're a fan of Ye or not, or you're a fan of whatever, or, you know, if you have a logical brain or a great way of thinking, then you should look at this and it should be alarming, it should be interesting, all of that. It should let you know what it is. You shouldn't have to ask questions. And, you know, certain remarks, I guess, warrant this type of response. Not like capping for Ye or whatever, but be careful on which, you know, you speak of, especially in an ill manner. But I still have hope. I still got faith. I'm still riding with your boy. I believe that if he has the opportunity to get with another, like, fashion giant or conglomerate or whatever, I think he'll be able to do great things for them, as he did with every other brand that he's been with and every brand that has severed ties with him. Some people say that he's doing this, or some people or a lot of people don't think that he's doing this to sever ties with a lot of people that he's in business or in bed with. I think he wants to rid himself from everybody. You're in a sense, you know, able to move more freely. You can be more rogue. You can be more expressive in your conversation. You know, and if you're gonna go out a certain way, like, you know, like if this is the end of his career, you know, you got to go out blazing. And I think that a man, a black man that has lost his mom, and in which that black man has, in a sense, grew up in a, you know, single parent home, even though his pop's dad was president. He speaks of his dad. He's been in more, you know, conversation with his dad. But a black man that came from a single parent home, that lost his mom and lost his wife, and in a sense you lose your family, that's a dangerous person. And not like like it's a good dangerous, you know what I mean? It could have its layers, but ultimately, in the sense of, I don't think, you know, anybody wants to play with somebody like that. You know what I mean? Because it's like your back's to the wall. You don't have anything to really live for. You don't really, you know. And also having, you know, a net worth of all that, you know, whatever he's worth, whether it be billions or he, like he said, he only has 120 M's in his bank account, and that's all he's working with against all odds. I mean, you know, what is it? All eyes on him or against all odds, some shit like that he quoted. But long-winded, let me play some of these clips and bear with me while I, you know, set all of this stuff up and get everything going. But, you know, this is the mobile hot seat, and you're in for a treat.
The top execs, the owners of the stadiums, the owners of the football teams, and the owners of the record labels. And we're going to put them all in one room, and we're going to read every
Sorry, got to turn that off. Sorry, Jay.
The owners of the stadiums, the owners of the football teams, and the owners of the record labels. And we're going to put them all in one room, and we're going to read every let's go top 10 in each one of these categories, right? Let's read Michael B. Jordan's contract.
Okay, but why would any of that? Okay, but why would any of that?
I ain't finished. I ain't finished my sentence. Don't finish. We need to go to the top lawyers, the top execs. Don't treat me like a boy then. I'm going to finish my sentence and my idea.
Nothing you're saying has got anything to do with the tweet.
Cool. I was in the middle of a sentence, boy. Okay, so are you going to allow me to finish my sentence?
Yes. If you then answer my question.
Okay, so I'm going to tell people when I would apologize. I told you. You know, of course,
slide.
I'm a divorce, and this is like a funny thing I thought. Being that her name is no longer West, and my name is no longer Ye, being that her name is no longer West, and my name is now only Ye, if we were ever to be together again, what would our name be? Kim Ye.
Would you like that?
Nigga.
You know, of course I'm...
Another slide.
Everything is up to God. And God has proven to me many times that it's not about what I want or what I would like. It's just up to him on what he sees fit.
But do you still love
to the
Kim?
Sheep? Sorry, not with an S.
Do you still love Kim?
I absolutely love. I'll love her for life.
Phrase it like this: I'm about to suggest to you how you may grow if you choose to grow this way. And
Pierce, how much money are you worth?
Not as much as you, sadly.
Exactly. So take my advice. Maybe you'll get richer.
I would love to take your business
advice. Why would I listen to you?
All right. So those were some clips. Obviously, like I said, I started with that last clip that I just played of Ye asking Piers Morgan how much money is he worth. Interesting convo. That was probably the best interview right there with Piers Morgan. Even though they were bugging, had a lot of tension throughout the episode or interview. You know what I mean? They got a lot. Piers got a lot out of Ye, and I guess that's the interview that Nori should have had. And it goes back to being a great journal, being not a great, but having that acumen or having that, you know, ability to be a great journalist or to counter or to ask questions or to push back. Or to just to let, or just listen, and that's the biggest gripe with, I guess for me, with all of these interviews so far. You know, when you're interviewing somebody, and they're bleeding, sometimes just shut up and let them bleed. And it's interesting to say all of that because with Nori, we didn't receive any pushback. He didn't push back. He didn't counter. He didn't try to challenge Ye a few times, but Nori's Nori, and respectfully, you know. But now with all of the other interviews being that, like, nobody pushed back in a sense, now all of the ones that now seem like they just want to push back and they just don't want him to talk and they just want to cut him off and agitate him. And it's all like a ploy, you know what I mean? It's all seems like they have this agenda, obviously, to protect the individuals that Ye offended. That's what it seems like. Especially with Cuomo, and you can see it with Piers in a sense, because they just cut him off. And, you know, maybe you want to cut him off because he's not making sense. That's fair. But shut up. You know what I mean? Sometimes. That's what I say, because shut up. Because some of the times that y'all are interrupting is you know, you're cutting off clarity. You're cutting off, even if it's not concise or it makes sense to you, you're cutting off somebody trying to express themselves. And I guess it's now, you know, because you see it all over social media. Everybody's like, yo, shut him up, cancel him. You know, everybody wants to shut Ye up now. And it's very interesting. Very, very interesting. Let me see what else I have, if I have anything else pertaining to that before I move on. And I don't think so. I play that. Yeah, but that's interesting. You know? Very interesting. Let's see what this is.
Oh, I have Who that. Are you?
Let's go back. We'll come back to that in a minute. Yeah, but interesting enough, also with that Drink Ant Champs interview, they were drinking Douce and it was plugging Douce. Ye kept plugging Douce. And now with this new information, is it connected? Or did Ye, in a sense, know something that we didn't know? Or was he hitting towards something? And or did Hov, you know what I mean? What, you know, like, just was it connected? I think Jay-Z is reportedly cutting ties with Douce over financial transparency. This is Revolt by Angel Saunders, 10/21/2022. As previously reported by Revolt on October 17th, Jay-Z filed a lawsuit against Bacardi. The music mogul believed the privately held family-owned spirits company was being dishonest about the financial records for his top-shelf cognac, Douce. Jay-Z partnering with Bacardi in 2011 to launch Douce was a big deal. Damn, that should be so long. Wow. No, where am I going? Am I going the right way? Yeah. Let's see. I guess I'm not. I guess I gotta go this way. Jay-Z partnering with Bacardi in 2011 to launch Douce, it was a big deal. He famously shouted out the cognac in his 2013 hit with Beyonce, Drunk in Love, that Douce is the shit, if I do say so myself, if I do say so myself, if I do say so myself. He rapped as his wife sang on the chart-topping track. Yesterday, October 20th, TMZ reported that Hov believes there's been a breach. Sorry, I'm driving, and I know I shouldn't be doing this, but that's how we got to do it. You know what I mean? But TMZ reported that Hov believes there's been a breach of contract and his agreement with the alcohol brand. The contract states Bacardi must negotiate in good faith, but Jay doesn't feel they are. Sources say the New York rapper's company, SC Liquor, wants to gain access to Bacardi's financial records because they suspect the value of Douce is being lowballed. Yeah, it makes sense. It's more to read, but I just do my own nonsense with it. It's a black thing. You know what I mean? It's the Hennessy thing. You know what I mean? Because so many black people think that them not drinking Hennessy makes them a better black person. And I get it. You know what I mean? It's a spirit. You're not into it. You don't like it. Whatever. I enjoy Hennessy. I can't knock and say that Douce has put a replacement for that. You know what I mean? Like, I'll go get Douce before I'll go get Hennessy, and makes sense. And I get where the lowballing comes from. It's a black thing. It's a hip hop thing. So I'm sure a lot of white people don't know about Douce. You know what I mean? And they're not, you know, like a lot of, you know, like cognac is geared towards black people. It seems. However, if you're a drinker or you know about spirits, cognac is enjoyed by more than black people. Scotch, same. Whiskey, the same. You know, Japanese whiskey, you getting all of that. And just don't be fooled by it. Just because you think that a bunch of black people drink Hennessy, there are other groups of people enjoying Hennessy or enjoying these other spirits that black people enjoy. And I think that has a lot to do with the lowballing, the miscare of it, because you know you just they love that Jay-Z, they're probably making so much money, but at the same time, you know, they probably can get away with all this shit because, you know, it's like, oh, it's a black thing. And when, you know, we could talk about black people, everybody could talk about black people or talk down on black people or talk down on our black representatives or black products. And I, you know, they're shutting down Atlanta, right? The Atlanta nightlife, Buckhead nightlife. And I want to contribute its appeal, with Atlanta having a lot to do with that. You know what I mean? Rugs, you know, integral person in the realm of hip hop or nightlife or influence. You know, Douce was kicking ass in Atlanta to the point where, you know, Hennessy had the counter. You know what I mean? Like, alleged, whatever. I don't, you know, but this is observation, and this is being more hands-on other than, like, speculation. Like, Hennessy was getting her ass kicked by Douce in Atlanta. And it was to the point where Hennessy would make as if it was a shortage. And in order for it, you know what I mean? Like, it to be believed that Hennessy was getting knocked off the shelves like Douce was, or whatever, if that makes sense. You know, there are a lot of bars in Atlanta that would You know, their go-to cognac was Douce instead of Hennessy or any other one. You know, they would... That was their go-to. That's what they would push prior, you know? And with Atlanta not being as premier as far as nightlife and the club, and I'm not talking about lounges or like these restaurants that operate like a lounge club in a sense, but the nightlife in Atlanta has been compromised. And there's a fair argument with the crime and all of this shit happening. It makes a lot of sense. But then it's like this idea of it not really being fair, because it only seems as if the black clubs get all the scrutiny. They don't get their licenses renewed, their leases, you know, all of this stuff. It's so much scrutiny. And as much as it being our own that can go to a night, these, you know, go to a venue or whatever and fuck it up for everybody, and that person happens to be black, you know, it's more of a system to me than it just being like us black people fucking it up for other blacks, if that makes sense. You know? So, I don't know. I just think it's interesting. And it's interesting, like, you know, everybody's been like cutting ties with Ye, and it's like being that all. Ye was like dropping Douce, dropping Doms on Douce, saying that, yo, Hov and B will vote for him or should vote for him. Or if they vote for him, he would win and all of this stuff. Like, it's, that's interesting. If Hov was like, man, fuck it, I got to get out of Douce because that. And I doubt it, because it's such, you know, like we know in our hip-hop culture, we know the influence or how Douce's everywhere. You know what I mean? So for Hov not to feel that he's receiving, you know, the same as it pertains to, like, you know, what the streets are saying, and that's interesting. I feel him, you know? Because I see Douce, in a sense, more than I see Hennessy. And not like, I'm not talking like in your... you know, in your bars, in your average bars. But if it's a black bar or if it's a hip-hop bar, in a sense, it's like, then you're going to see Douce, and it's going to be offered, you know? Like with 50's Branson being in a lot of the Houston, you know, sporting arenas and stuff like that, I'm sure they're encouraged to, you know, if somebody wants cognac, to offer them that Branson before they offer them a Douce or Hennessy or anything else. It just makes sense. You know what I mean? It's like what you're pushing, your specials. If you have your specials you're pushing, then you're going to tell everybody about your specials because you want to push that. You know what I mean? Whether if it's a cocktail or, you know, the veggie of the day or the soup of the day or, you know, stuff like that. Interesting. Let's move along. I guess we can go with this, where I was going. Jadakiss top five hip-hop groups.
Who are your top five groups? Kiss's top five groups of all time.
Woo! N.W.A. Wu-Tang. Run-DMC. EPMD.
Damn, that's a good group. Mobb Deep. Gotta say Mobb. In the locks. Yeah, that makes
sense. Mobb Deep, man. Rest in peace, Prodigy. Mobb Deep.
That's fair.
Love that. Yeah. Who?
That's a good list. Jalen Rose versus everybody, or Jalen versus everybody. Axe Jadakiss's top five group, and that's not a bad list. It's a fair list. He didn't put the locks, even though he can. I'm changing. I guess I'm biased. I'm putting Wu-Tang, N.W.A. Wu-Tang, M.W.A. Wu-Tang, N.W.A. I go EPMD. Mob, Outkast, maybe. Not just freestyling. I think I made a list like this, and I think I had Run DMC, maybe like a sixth or like a seventh or whatever. But yeah, not a bad list at all. This is pretty cool. Snoop Dogg's private blunt roller reveals how she landed the $50,000 a year job. Snoop Dogg's private blunt roller has revealed how she landed the lucrative gig. A self-described entertainer, renegade piranha, a self-described entertainer, comedian, and Renaissance woman, was employed by the Dogg father to assist in his day-to-day smoking needs, earning over $50,000 a year. That's pretty dope. During an appearance on the Review podcast with Yarma Crazy, Piranha recalled having to partake in a roll-off with Snoop's engineer and another weed connoisseur while auditioning for the job. I knew a girl that was dealing with using Snoop's premium nutrients, so they... Shit, where am I going? Nope, I'm still... So they were looking for someone to, I guess, roll up for him. She explained, the girl told these people, like, I know this chick, she rolls the best blunts. You guys should have her do it. For about a month, she tried to get in contact with... tried to get her to do it. And so she finally did it. Interesting, I think. To make $50,000 a year to roll blunts, and you can partake in the weed... all expenses paid and shit. Like, they go on a road. It says here her salary went up. It was at 40, then it went to 50. It's an amazing job. And, you know, it's this thing, like, there's people that make so good money, but they're like not happy. They complain. I see it all the time. They complain on social media. They, you know, they're just unhappy. And I get it. More money, more problems, right? It's just the responsibility. You know, it's just... It comes with the game. And I get it. I'm not knocking anybody that makes a great amount of money and then they're unhappy. I would try to figure out the balance. And maybe... I don't know. You know what I mean? Maybe, like, make less money. I don't know. But it's just interesting because I would... You know, I would definitely, because, you know, I'm the pot calling the kettle black. I'm one of the biggest potheads, you know, but I would do that. Yeah, $50,000, because you get a great salary. I mean, you get a good salary. $50,000, it's pretty good. Definitely, depending where you live, or maybe you have other avenues of making earning income, or you have another stream, or you have your partner, you have your you're married, a husband, a wife, whatever, spouse, whatever. Because you think that all of the shit that you wouldn't have to pay for being Snoop Dogg's private weed roller or cannabis roller, right? You think you get all the perks, you know, you can travel, you know, you get. Probably don't have to spend money on weed if you smoke weed. I'm pretty sure you smoke weed, being that you're just a great roller. There are great rollers that don't smoke, or they grow, you know, people that partake in that don't necessarily partake in it. It's just so many ways to you know, that this could be great. You know, flights. You know, I'm pretty sure every, you know, free clothes and free, you know, all of the perks. Just think of all of the perks that come with just another great job that, you know, that doesn't, that's different, that differs from this, you know, occupation. But, you know, find your lane. Find a way to make one. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm pretty sure there's somebody knocking this lady like, oh, what do you just, you make all that, you know, because it's a great salary for what she's doing, just rolling blunts. So picture, you know, somebody like me, you know what I mean? Like, I would spend a lot of my day just rolling blunts just to, so the nigga could always have blunts ready, right? Like, just don't, you know what I mean? Just think of the time, just think of how you can, you know, be proactive in your job, right? Like, it's amazing. But I'm pretty sure, like I said, there's somebody knocking her. Like, oh, you get paid all of that just to do that? Please, you didn't go to, you know. And I'm pretty, you know, it could be somebody that got a college degree and all of this shit. Like, because there's people out there that just knock the all of the people that got degrees because they may be in debt, right? And they're not in debt, you know? And maybe they got a great job or they make a great salary and they basically, you know, escaped all of that shit without having to go through, you know, with somebody like I went through, you know. I'm in debt. But I wouldn't, you know, my college experiences mean so much to me, you know. And maybe it's to me, maybe not to you, it isn't worth it. But to me, it's worth all of the shit that I've spent on it. You know what I mean? Like, going to Atlanta was one of the best decisions that I've made. Maybe even my brother made. You know, I think we shared that sentiment recently. Even though we went through so much, like, out there. Like, we really went through a lot out there. But, you know, it's one of my favorite places. It's so dear to my heart. But, like I'm saying, like, if I got out of college to make 50 grand rolling blunts for anybody, you know, I'm going to champion that. I'm going to wear that shit on my shirt. I'm going to be proud. You know, it's just like what I do now. Like, I'm so proud. I'm so passionate, so confident. And, you know, like, it stands tall. For itself, and it stands tall on how I view it. You know what I mean? Like, this is the best shit smoking. This is the best thing, you know, the Leopold and Bubble Scout. Everything that I do is just grand and premier in my eyes. And maybe it's not in yours, but... So, like, we have to be mindful of these things. You know what I mean? Because... just because you make a great dollar and you may make more than somebody else, if you're not happy doing what you're doing, then all that money you make and all that shit, it's, you know, it's pointless. I'm telling you. You gotta be happy what you do. And a lot of people aren't in this world due to, you know, choices. It all, you know, and the majority boils down to choices or your choices. But like I said, if you know, to make all of this money or to make or have a great career or to do this or whatever and not be happy sucks. And I'm gonna be clear with that. I'm pretty sure it sucks. And I'm not trying to push it in anybody's face, you know, because there's days that you're like, fuck, or I'm like, fuck, you know. But the majority of my days, I got a smile. I got, you know, whether I'm smiling inside, you know what I mean, because I keep a poker face. But you know, and even if, you know, as soon as I come to the gripe or come with a complaint, I try to bounce right back. I try to snap, you know, right back into to the mode because of you know, being grateful, being appreciative, and all of that stuff. Because I am very, very, very appreciative for what I got going on, my life, what I've been through, you know, all of the great things that I'm going to continue doing, and you know, I dig it. You know, that's like that Akon, new Akon song. He got a smash. You know, why live a life like this if you don't take time to enjoy that shit? You know what I mean? Like, and it's not a flex. It's not like, you know, I'm not, yeah. The what I see my self-worth in my mind and this like fantasy or like, is totally worth more than what I make. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? And I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I want to make more. I want to do more. I want so, I got so much, you know, the plans, the ideas that I have is so grand. But I'm not going to stoop to the level of my salary to appease anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's not like I'm fronting, but you know, like I'm sitting there acting bigger than what I make or what I you know, what, no. So I think that's pretty dope. I'm at Target about to get this pickup order. So bear with me. But let me see what else is on my list. Yeah, it's 50K a year. Shit. Y'all know anybody that needs a weed roller and then paying like in that bowl, that arena? Let me know. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I was, you know, working at a dispensary. You know what I mean? Niggas try to talk me out of it, or you know, I'm like, what's wrong with that? Well, you don't make a lot, or you know what I mean? And you know, I'm like, oh, I'm getting paid to fucking sell somebody some weed. Like, it's pretty cool to me. But you know, just like the I saw this shit, it was funny. Like, the dude was dissing his sister because I think his or the, yeah, a dude made, or a dude was dissing his, yeah, I think the sister, or the sister was dissing him because he bagged somebody, or she, yeah, he bagged somebody that worked at the Halloween shit store. So he was like, so what is she going to do when, or what are they going to do when Halloween's over? But bear with me 1 second. Space four. But yeah. You know, don't let niggas knock you. Don't let niggas knock you into you know, thinking you gotta do what they wanna do, or you gotta live a life that they want you to live, or whatever like that. It's not how it rolls. You can live the life you wanna live. Yeah. Niggas be going through it, you could tell. Or Because that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, there. I see a lot of complaints with people that's making a good amount of money, and I guess I don't see complaints. In my demo, I see more people that make more money complaining than the people that don't make as much money. And maybe, whatever. And bear with me. Happy birthday to Fleazy. Today's his birthday. Got some new shit we're working on. Always working on some new things, new ideas. Especially when, it's a forever changing game. So you gotta adapt with it. You dig? Well, live a life like mine. You don't take time to enjoy that. I'm gonna say it like this. Wow. Crews finish evacuating car buried in Atherton backyard. Wow, that's by my where I used to live. Wow. So live, yeah. It's crazy. My last name is Askew. My mom's last name is Atherton. My brother's last name is Atherton. They're Athertons. I'm an Askew. Interesting story behind that, but maybe I'll share that on another episode. Or maybe I've shared it before. When I lived in the Bay Area, the block that I lived on was Atherton. And interesting. Waiting for my stuff. Bear with me. And I have something else to talk about, though. I'm just trying to find it. Snoop. Oh, all right. Yeah, the Duce, Jeezy, Jeezy's album is phenomenal. It's amazing. It's so reminiscent of Atlanta. The Atlanta I'm familiar with, even as he starts it off, standing over, working. What do you say? There's people have an ant in their car, and they're jumping. Let me try to find the lyrics to this Jeezy. So I don't mess it up, but, and I want to play it, Snowfall, DJ Drama joint. They have a great, got great chemistry. Snowfall lyrics, Jeezy. It just sounds like mixtape. It sounds like dusty in a sense. Still sounds, if you know what I mean. People are stupid. Got ants in their car. And they're literally jumping out. What that nigga go? Yo, Starks got ants in his car. Can't lie, it's been a rocky road. Nigga, I've been busy like the chef on Windy Hills at the Papa Dough. Still grinding like his pots and O's. At Mafia Coast, tell Solo hit my line when the deal is closed. Billionaire mindset, yeah, goals is goals. What's up? We just get the WAP, nigga, hoes is hoes. Pink slips and the deeds, yeah, we live for those. Lube them up with the grease like in Mykonos. That first chorus is a fucking body, yo. And if you know why he started it like that, then you know. I'm not going to tell you why he started it like that. You figure it out on your own. But that shit is amazing, yo. You know what I mean? Shit is amazing. Because if you was there, then you know. Like, if you was in Atlanta around that time, then you know. That is a fact. You know if you was in Atlanta at this time. And that's why a lot of people that rock with this album, not saying like they were in Atlanta, but they were fans of that Jeezy. And they're still fans, obviously, but, you know, he figured it out. And I love when artists figure it out. You know what I mean? Because he had some albums that came out, and they, you know, I'm a fan of Jeezy, so I enjoyed them. Did I enjoy them, like, you know what I mean, like this, or the ones that I really, really are fond of? No, but he said that he was going through a lot of shit, and that's why he was throwing them albums like that. You know what I mean? It makes sense. It's crazy to see somebody that look just like that, like it could be my brother. Wow. But, yeah, the Jeezy's. Go check the Jeezy out if you're a Jeezy fan, you know. And I know some of y'all, you know, like, I get back to the joint of what y'all do like and then what y'all don't like. And then you evaluate that. And some of that shit is revealing and telling. But that album is incredible. I tell you, the shit is incredible. Beats, you know, the production, the, you know, just that, the aesthetic, the sonics of it, it's pretty dope. And if you know, Papado, the Windy Hill, Papado, then you understand, because that shit, it's still jumping, I'm pretty sure, you know what I mean, but before COVID, forget about it. You know. And if you've been to Papado, then you know. You know what I mean? Then you know.
Girl, but
hold on. How you doing?
Where would you like the items?
How many? Is there a lot?
No, it's just this one and these.
Oh, I take them. Where's the... Oh, here we go. 4512. It's all good. I don't understand. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Should be receiving a confirmation.
All right, awesome.
All right, thank you.
Have a great one. Yeah. It's pretty interesting. Heading home. Ain't nothing wrong with doing pickup orders for, like, Target or DoorDash or anything like that. So I don't want you to, but I'm not doing that. I'm picking up something for my lady. There ain't nothing wrong with it. I actually looked into doing that shit, and there's no more fucking dashers or whatever. You know what I mean? There's nobody. It's no availability in my area. And, you know, because I'll definitely do that shit. I judge the dude by getting money or going to get money, opposed to niggas judging what somebody does. You know what I mean? Because those type of people that judge people, or they judge people by them knowing what they do for a living, y'all are interesting individuals. You know what I mean? So you'll basically knock the garbage man. You know what I mean? In a sense, you'll knock the nigga that the electrician. You'll knock the plumber, basically. You know what I mean? Because it's not like, quote unquote, premier, or it's not like the rapper or the basketball player or the, you know, I can't even get into the different ways y'all flex. But it's interesting. You know? Very, very interesting. I guess I'll play this shit.
Can't lie, it's been a rocky road. Nigga, I've been busy like the chef on Windy Hills at the Papa Do's. Still
still grinding like it's pots and O's. I'm off the coast, tell Solo hit my line when the deal is closed. B&L, yeah, goals is goals. It's up, we just get the wop, nigga. Hoes is hoes. Pink slips in the D's, yeah, we live for those. Lube them up with the grease
like a Mykonos.
It's been a cold one.
Yo, stop fucking playing! Sorry! If you're listening to that, sorry. Stop playing. I'm going to scream one more time. Stop it! At the Papa Do's.
Still grinding like it's pots and O's. I'm off the coast. Tell Solo hit my line when the deal is closed. Being out, mindset, yeah, goals is goals. It's up, we just get the wop, nigga. Hoes is hoes. Pink slips in the D's, yeah, we live for those. Lube them up with the grease.
Like in Mykonos. Yo, that is all you're gonna get, yo. I suggest you to listen to that Snowfall, yo. That shit. You hear that shit? You don't see, y'all ain't Jeezy fans. Y'all don't know his sound. You know what I mean? Y'all don't know that to know the past projects and how they started and how it just. And how you could hear this one, and it's so, oh man, sorry, I just got excited, shit like this excites me, you know what I mean, that shit sounds amazing, sorry all the cussing, but it sounds amazing, I have one more. I guess we could play this.
Yeah, Benji, Fifth Ave, I'm in fifth gear. Bitch, bad ass of 20 racks. I'm like, bitch, where? You the type get around the rich folks, start to get weird. I'm the type get around the rich folks, I'm trying to split shares. I'm so sincere, I do not live in fear. Give me a switchy with a glicky and we in there. It cost 450 to hit your city, I had it lit there. I was fucking with the street niggas, I had hit the baddest bitch there. I'm still humble when I meet niggas, I don't never lack cause I've been there. Come on, me at 17, I don't never lack, I know I ain't shit fair. I was down bad, I had to sit there. And just wait it out. Nobody in my hood ain't go this far. I had to pave it out. You pussies think I really came this far to let y'all hit me out. We slide through the trench, bulletproof car, they can't even take me out. Wow, chilling at the bank like I was staking out. Tell the thing I'm crazy, need 10 mil of cash, I'll take it out right now, miss. AB sitting pretty on my brown wrist. Pray my fans forgive me, I had lost it and found it out.
I'ma tell you this. Sorry, if you want to listen to Meek Mill on The God Did, you listen to that shit on your own time. All right? I can go the rest of my life without ever hearing a Meek Mill song again. And let's be fair, he has like 5 of them that I like. I love, actually. You know what I mean? But that type of shit, I don't want to hear that shit. I'm sorry. And the 5 records that I like of his, or maybe 6. I give you 7, right? You know the Dreams and Nightmares at the top, pause. But I don't even like associate that with this Meek anymore. It's just like a different person. You know what I'm saying? To me. Like, a lot of us had an ill time with God Did As Is, to me. You know what I mean? Because of all of the hype and it being 13 minutes, it being 35 minutes. You know, being 90 minutes, like a 90-minute song. And then we a lot of us being fucking Hov stans, fucking idiots. A lot of us being fucking Hov stans. Any like breaks, because But like us being Hov stans, it's kind of like a slap in the face for people or people to suggest that like that's Hov's illest shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, seriously. And I love Hov. And please, Hov has thick skin. He's not offended by anybody not agreeing. You know what I mean? Like, I doubt he'll be, like, offended that people would be like, nah, that's not his illest shit. You know? It's not. You know, is it dope? Hell yeah. Fucking incredible. But it's not. You know what I mean? So, and then for Meek to jump on it, like, 14 months later, like, that shit is like, and I know, I get it. Niggas jump on old beats and shit, but no. Nobody wants to hear that shit, Meek. Respectfully. Get in your bag. You sound weird. Your voice sounds very different. Like, they're putting a lot of auto-tune on it. They're tuning it up a lot. And I get it. You know what I mean? Because everybody's been knocking you. You're damn near the majority of your career because the way you, your cadence and the tone and you, yeah, you know, whatever. Shout out, the illest niggas in Philly right now is Wallo and Gilly. Them niggas don't even rap. Shout out to Wallo and Gilly. $1 million worth of game. So congrats. Keep doing y'all. Keep representing the culture. You know what I mean? Real talk. And they just had a list I saw. Maybe I could bring that up. A list of the illest niggas. I mean, somebody made the top Philly niggas. Damn. I think it was Mad Slander. Shout out to Mad Slander. Nigga on Twitter, he be having that shit jumping. Let me find it. Because I want to see that shit. I think I retweeted it. Did I? Did I retweet that shit? Yeah, I did. It wasn't Mad Slander, but he said Black Thought's not better than Beanie Siegel. So somebody made it. Black Thought, Meek Mill, Beanie, Freeway, Petey Crack, Arab, Gilly, Eve, Little Uzi, PNB Rock, Oskino, Chris and Neef, and E Ness. I'm not knocking the list because it's, you know, I'm pretty sure it's probably a Philly native that did this shit, and they have a better, you know, they got a better view of it than I do. I'm pretty sure of that. But I think I would have to put Beanie at the top. Pause. Maybe we could switch around Black Thought. So Beanie Thought. But Oskino. Oh, they got Cassidy and Red. Oh, I missed. Cassidy at 14 and Reed Dolls at 15. My bad, I forgot them. But Oskino has to go up. You know what I mean? He got to be at, like, above, like, either above Arab or underneath Gilly. Pause. Because Arab's at 6 and Gilly's at 7. So I got to, you know what I mean? This is if I was making my Philly list. But anyway, thought that was interesting. But shout out to Wallo and Gilly. And yeah, sorry to do Meek like that, but nobody wants to hear that shit. He's like, I'ma leak it. Nobody cares. I mean, maybe if you drop that shit like the day of when God did drop, like Favio did one, I think. Or maybe you did it like a day after or some shit like that. Or maybe you're doing like a freestyle project and you're just jumping on everybody's shit. You know what I mean? When he jumped on the ice cream beat, was it the ice cream beat? I think it was. That drink was hard. The joint he got with PNB Rock, rest in peace, and Jeremiah, I think, like LMA, that joint is a ringer. That's my joint. I'm about to end this joint. I'm about to be close to my joint. It's been an hour, and a lot of it is fluff with me just saying or you know that or whatever. But it's some good stuff in there. Always is. And you know you want to hear my voice. Like I say, I'm going to repeat, I'm looking for another host, preferably a lady. And I'm looking for a lady also, or somebody with like a nice accent, maybe a West Indian or Jamaican accent, so they can do a new intro for me. And I went on Fiverr yesterday to look at some people, you know, get some people. If an event, nobody comes through for me, but it is Hasi Haas. And I will end this with October 28th. There's supposed to be a Drake and 21 Savage project dropping, and I'm so excited. Every song they did together is a smash already. You know what I mean? Every song they did, Sneakin', Knife Talk, Jimmy Cooks. What else? I just can't wait. You know what I mean? They're pretty amazing. And yeah, I'm gonna. It's gonna be pretty cool. I'm at the car wash now. Wash this car. It's supposed to be getting booked. Hopefully, it doesn't really rain.
Please wait while we verify your name. Wash clubs offer great value and convenience. For a set fee, your club membership entitles you to a specific number of car washes, each billing. Please select a payment method or insert bills in. Please insert the card fully and follow the instructions on the screen. You are now ready to enter the car wash. Please proceed by following the directions on the signs ahead. And thank you again for your car wash purchase.
But, I want... Sorry for that. Wait. Alright. Sorry for that wait, but anyway, like I said, I'm excited for that album. You should be too. Yeah, the ums. I gotta stop the ums. Let me see what else is on my notes. That's about it. Let's pray for Ye. You know, pray for Ye. Once again, happy birthday to Flea. What else? If I miss it, I catch you on the next one. I catch you on the flip side. It's Hasi Haas. Peace.